A reading from the first book of Kings. Solomon called the elders of Israel together in Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the citadel of David, which is Zion. All the men of Israel assembled around King Solomon in the month of Ethanim, at the time of the feast, that is, the seventh month. And the priests took up the ark and the tent of meeting with all the sacred vessels that were in it. In the presence of the ark, King Solomon and all Israel sacrificed sheep and oxen, countless, innumerable. The priests brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place in the debir of the temple, that is, in the Holy of Holies, under the cherub's wings. For there where the ark was placed, the cherubs spread out their wings and sheltered the ark and its shafts. There was nothing in the ark except the two stone tablets Moses had placed in it at Horeb, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord had made with the Israelites when they came out of the land of Egypt. They are still there today. Now when the priests came out of the sanctuary, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord, and because of the cloud, the priests could no longer perform their duties. The glory of the Lord filled the Lord's temple. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has chosen to dwell in the thick cloud. Yes, I have built you a dwelling, a place for you to live in forever." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Having made the crossing, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up. No sooner had they stepped out of the boat than people recognized him and started hurrying all through the countryside and brought the sick on stretchers to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, to village or town or farm, they lay down the sick in the open spaces, begging him to let them touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched him were cured. The Gospel of the Lord. As the Ark of the Covenant is positioned in the Holy of Holies in our first reading, a cloud fills the entire space so that the priests are completely thrown off what they're doing. Solomon refers to this cloud when he speaks as the Arafel, the same word used for the cloud that descended on Mount Sinai, the cloud which spoke in thunder and lightning, the cloud which hid God more than revealed him. This experience of God being hid in the noise of the world, in the noise of thunder and lightning and earthquake, stretches throughout Scripture. We have Elijah who loses sight of God in the thunder and lightning of the politics of Queen Jezebel and has to hear the silent whisper after wind and storm and fire and earthquake have passed through. Similarly, it is in the quiet after the great events of horror like the exile that Israel finds the true voice of God. It is when they're thrown off course, when they are confused and running around and unable to function normally, covered with this cloud that Solomon calls the Arafel, that they gain insight, that they see more clearly, and that they hear the quiet voice. In Exodus, we have the text where Moses goes up into this loud and noisy mountain, and the text tells us that Moses went up into the Arafel, where God was. God is in the Araphel, of the consecration of the temple under Solomon, when the priests could no longer do their work. God is in the Araphel of the current world situation that seems to teeter ever closer to disaster, at the same time bringing us a greater sense of personal responsibility for the care of the planet and for the direction of the future government of the world. It is this very confusion that throws us out of ourselves and self-interest into an openness to God and for God. We see that in the crowds that follow Jesus. Today's Gospel mentions how everybody comes to him for healing. It is out of self-interest that they approach him, that they touch him, that they mob him. But he is there to bring more than that. His discourses in the other Gospels sow confusion, challenge, throw people off track. In fact, are exactly that Araphel, where we encounter God. The thick cloud of unknowing, as so many mystics speak of God's presence. The point at which our self-interest breaks down and we become instruments of God's compassion and justice, which in God are never divided. The thick cloud that came about on the priests at the consecration of the temple is the exact opposite of the self-interest which drive people to approach Jesus for their own self-interest, for their healing. But the fact is, the people approached Jesus and they received more than they bargained for. They received a call of conversion. They received a message of responsibility before God and for their brothers and sisters. In the confusion of our own times, let us not forget that it is exactly in the Araphel, in the unknowing, in the loss of self and the loss of our self-determination that we find the true justice and compassion which guides us to build a better world, a better experience for people around us, a better insight into what faith truly means, to enter the unknowing with trust and with openness to the change that God brings. Amen.